This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Review, an hour of conversation about the stories and the people as the work that's been done by the staff at Talkers Magazine puts the story list together, the count, if you will. We count down from number 10 to number 1. It is a tradition every week. At this time, we get some broadcasters together who have some talk chops. Not the least of which is Joe Crummy, who has an extensive background as a radio talk personality all around the country, and also has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. And he is an evil guy with evil thoughts. So if you want to follow evil to the pinnacle, Joe Crummy, C-R-U-M-M-E-Y, is the evil one. Evil Thoughts on iTunes and wherever else. Bicycles are sold. Okay, so also because the folks who are normally here think that Thanksgiving is a time for them to take a turkey trot, I have assembled a couple of really good talk radio professionals who are guides, if you will. One of them is Holland Cook, who is an esteemed colleague of mine and many other people in the talk radio business. He is a consultant, and on that score, often we give booze to consultants, but we will not do that. They deserve booze, and they are boobs. But Holland is not one of those, because he has, among other things, guided me through many bumpy roads over the course of his career.
You can say it with a boob, too.
And then there's Bob Kay, Bob Klopfenstein, who is associated with this program as well as Holland. Bob has been in the same corner as I have been for a long time, since 1968. You know, I was just trying to think, Holland, when the heck you and I first met, and I can't remember.
Nor can I, and it seems like there was never a time I didn't know you. How about that?
Yeah, right, it doesn't. That's the same as I was just thinking, too. For Bob and me, it goes back to 1968. And we were working at WBZ. I know. So with Holland, I don't know, not important, except for the two of you to muse with us for a moment. Joe, let's hold back. Victoria Keelan, by the way, who is a star of the DJV show, is here as well when we get to the issues. But, Victoria, I want you to sort of listen to some of the old-timers here for a moment as we we're all of us trying to earn our wings.
If you can stand it.
On the radio. But what changes, Holland and Bob, have you seen over the years in the approach to conversation radio? I'll start with, why don't you, Bob, you go back a little further than Holland, so why don't you start?
Gosh, thanks, Doug. I really appreciate that.
Hey, listen, it's the real story here.
Okay. Yeah, and you can call me Naughty Thoughts instead of, you know, Joe's Evil Thoughts.
Yeah, I know, right? Naughty Thoughts. But you can't do anything about them because you're too old. No. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, talk radio had a lot, I believe it had a lot more diversity back earlier. Mm-hmm. And now it's become, with the thanks to the consolidation of radio ownership, it has forced people to more centralize and do much of the same things, and so it's become more of a kind of a copy thing. So you hear more of the same type of radio. You can go from city to city, and you'll hear very similar talk radio hosts.
Well, the same, the syndicated hosts.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even I think the local hosts try to be copycats many times of the national hosts. Yeah. So that's what I'm hearing more than the variety and the diversity that we used to have, you know, back when us young whippersnappers
were in your career, you've worked with some of the best, the most notable. So is Holland. actually, but some of the people that we work with at KBC, but I, you know, even before that, you were involved with some of these people that are legends mm-hmm. in various markets, from Denver to Albuquerque to Chicago,
Boston.
To Boston to Los Angeles. Some of the really unique characters that have disappeared for the most part. Not entirely. There are still a few, if I can say us, a few of us characters around that have been around and don't follow necessarily what everybody else does. But the world, when talk radio first became popular in the 70s, there were some fabulous voices and fabulous minds that were at play. And
I grew up on the West Coast, and basically my early experience with talk radio was a guy by the name of Joe Pine, who was just a crazy guy. And
wasn't he nasty, though? Wasn't he a nasty man?
He could be, but I think, you know, down deep inside, he was a showman. He was an entertainer.
It was a stick.
Yeah.
Shock jock, right?
Wasn't it scary to listen to him? I thought he was this guy that would go like, why don't you gargle with razor blades?
He did.
You
know,
But it was entertaining.
I'd be afraid of that guy. Let's talk to that guy.
I'd like to hear some of that today.
Yeah.
Holland. Get off the show, right?
Holland, let's go back with you to some of the people that you've worked with as a consultant and also on the air. What sort of an adjunct to what Bob has said about how things have changed? How have you witnessed the change?
Yeah, ditto what Bob said about the sameness. It does sound more homogenized now. And like the society that it talks to and should be reflecting, it seems intolerant. What you hear on the radio is what you hear in life now, is people more willing to talk than listen. And we are all now enabled by social media to spout off. And I like to think that most people are nicer than they seem on Facebook, and that they regard social media as a consequence-free place to blow off steam, which I think is naive. But we just seem angry and tribal now, and in the top stories of the week, pick a week, any week, you'll see this aligning behind the guys who lead our tribe, whether it's Trump or Judge Roy Moore or whoever. We seem to be uncurious lately and intolerant of people who happen to see things differently. They don't just see things differently, and they're not just wrong. They're bad people, and that's regrettable.
Yeah, it is really. That's a very interesting and astute way of looking at it. Let's check in with Victoria on her experiences in a moment. It is the Talk Radio Review. The talents of Holland Cook, Bob Klopfenstein, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for your Christmas giving. This is for everybody. High status, medium status, low status. We all need to get a good night's rest. And in order to do that, you got to have good pillows. That's where My Pillow comes in. My Pillow has brought back, in cooperation with me, their best pillow offer ever in time for the holidays. You buy one and you get one free. So if you're having a tough time tossing and turning at night, take care of yourself first by going to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get one pillow for the regular price, and then get another one free. And then think about your experience. If you get them, you'll have them delivered to you fast, and you'll think to yourself, wow, these are great. I'd love to give some to my family and my friends, because they're not expensive, and they are really respectful of one of the most important aspects of one's life. That's getting a good night's rest. So if you'd like to take care of yourself first, that's swell. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Then take care of your spouse. Take care of your children. Take care of your friends. And those big boxes. People love to get big boxes at Christmas time, right? So give them a big box full of MyPillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. The deal is simple and straightforward. You buy one premium MyPillow, and you get one free with the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
17 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a chance for Talk Radio people to tell you what the world is all about from the world of our perspective as Talk Radio people. Victoria Keelan is someone I have great respect for. That's why she works with me. If I didn't have respect for her, she wouldn't be within earshot of me or the people that listen to my program. So there, is that a backhanded compliment, Victoria?
Yes, completely. That was really awful.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's basically saying that if I wasn't on your show, no one would know who I am.
That's not what I said at all, but you see, you twisted it and turned
it. Oh, I twisted it after you offered up that it was a backhanded compliment.
Well, it's a sweet. I feel very tied to you, and I'm happy that you're with us because you
ditto.
Offer a point of view that is strident and strong. And I think that the boys here would admit that a lot of women who have been on the air have not been invited to be on the air on talk radio to do anything other than giggle or be passive. And you are anything but that. And I think you represent a new group of people that are coming along that give us all the old codgers hope that we'll have a legacy here.
Let's hope.
Yeah, and
yeah, but you said you were tied to her, though. That sounds like harassment.
Mm.
I think we should call it Gloria right now.
Okay. All right, so, Victoria, let's take that. Thank you for the opening, Joe. The whole business of sexual misconduct, and are we making too much of it? Are we hearing enough from women on this score, or is it all the men trying to defend themselves?
I mean, I don't think we're hearing too much of it. I don't think there is too much. This is for so long. So many women have felt intimidated and too afraid that they would be ruining their careers to come forward. I think
justification, because they did ruin their careers sometimes when they spoke out.
Right. And so I'm ecstatic that this is actually happening. And all these old guys, the old codgers, as you guys call them, they are reaping what they sow. So, I mean, I'm ecstatic for it, and I'm very happy. I hope this creates more space for women to be in power leadership positions. And I think that on the broadcast end is, you know, because of what we do with media, I hope it creates opportunities for women too. Even female directors, all these pigs who are being, you know, pushed aside now from the studios. I hope that they don't just get to come back in a few months after going to a fake rehab. I hope this is a real change.
I think a lot of them have written their sayonara song. I can't imagine that some of these people with the stuff that they have on them, and who knows what hasn't even been exposed yet, their career is over. I haven't seen anybody in talk radio yet go down that road. It'll be interesting to see, well, other than Franken, who's not really a talk radio person anymore. We'll talk about that in a moment. 21 after, Talk Radio Review.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues from the world of talk as the talk radio review. We haven't really gotten into the stories yet. We've been telling more, focused more on some of the stories from the experts, from the pros. Bob Klopfenstein, major market program director for talk radio stations. Many of them are household names and the people he worked with, household names. Holland Cook, who is a very well-known consultant and now is a television performer doing a weekly television program. I'm expecting it'll probably become a daily TV show. It's a talking head kind of thing, but that's where we all are from. Joe Crummy, who is a talking head. Actually, I look at Joe sometimes and I see two heads. And I, but, you know, they say two heads are better than one. And then Victoria Keelan is here. We're talking about opportunities that present themselves and in the current climate we find ourselves in. I said there weren't a lot of talk radio people, but the exception to that, and I think it's getting worse for Al Franken, Frank. It looks like stuff is coming, and whether it's pile-on or not, we seem to have, and I don't know where you guys come in on this, but I'll go to Victoria first, that the Al Franken stuff was trumped up a little bit. I have traveled with Leanne Tweeden, and I didn't think that there was as much starch to what she was saying about Franken as perhaps some of the other charges aimed at other people. I was suggesting a little bit of opportunism on her part.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, okay. So, anyway, having said that, it looks like Franken's getting it from other people. So, you know, where does this...
That seems odd to me. And I'm not just defending him because he's a liberal. That does seem odd. There were 36 women who worked with him at SNL who came out in support of him.
Right.
There were women who worked for him. One of my close friends worked for him for 5 years, and it said that she couldn't even believe that people were accusing him because she said, as working in that office, there were plenty of things that the girls in the office encountered on the Hill and just, you know, the kind of stuff that you're hearing about now. And when they would go back to the office, he would say, all right, do you want me to do anything about it? Do you want me to say something to the guy? I mean, it was just known as a safe space. And she said all the girls in the office felt that way, that that was a place where they could go. And if he, you know, if they wanted him to do something about it, he would have. So I think that the fact that no one else has said anything negative about him and that so many women are supporting him, it makes me feel a little suspicious of where these new allegations are really coming from, because he's not going to to resign. So are they coming from the right? Are these people being paid? I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
So how much of this, Victoria, is political opportunism?
On whose part?
Both sides.
Well, I mean, this, let's not forget, though, this started with Harvey Weinstein. So people who want to say that this is a witch hunt against Republicans, that's completely not true. Harvey Weinstein's the biggest liberal donor out there, except for, you know, George Soros, maybe. But so this didn't start in politics. It's now in politics, and it's anywhere men have power. So this is probably in a lot of other industries as well that just don't get the publicity that politics and Hollywood get. So I don't really think that this started out political. I think it is becoming somewhat political now, but and that's a shame, because it shouldn't. That the message gets lost then if it becomes political.
The message gets lost if it becomes political, because it happens everywhere in other,
yes, every industry,
up and down every industry.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, is there any danger, if I put that in quotation marks, of some men accusing women of harassment in this climate, or is it all?
I don't think there's danger, but there have been some stories coming from Hollywood of men who were, you know, treated like a piece of meat by female executives. There aren't that many stories, but there are a few. I just don't think that that's really the way that women in power act, and men in power seem to have that pattern.
I think you're going to find that there's no turning back and no going back on the clock when it comes to this sort of thing. This is long overdue, it would seem, from the stories that you hear. So under the circumstances, at this point in time, we are no longer spinning our wheels in the mud. There is progress being made, and that's good. It's a good societal sign. 28 past the hour, Talk Radio Review.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, one of the problems of owning a classic car is that it doesn't drive well and is short on tech. Jason Engel's Classic Recreations solves that. Their new Shelby GT350 CR is based off of a late 60s Shelby Mustang. It looks just like the classic, but with modern engineering. So it drives great, and unlike the original, it has air conditioning. Now you can cruise in historic style with mod cons and performance at your fingertips. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off, for valid November 25th through 29th with promo code DEALS20. See store at Kohl's.com for...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Four after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with a cadre of talent. Holland Cook, who is a Talk Radio impresario. How's that?
Ooh.
He's a Talk Radio consultant. In fact, Bob Klopfenstein, who's been the manager of many great radio stations program-wise and general manager-wise over his career. Joe Crummy, who has a podcast that considerably annoys people because it's so evil. He's evil, and his thoughts are evil.
More entertainment than you have a right to expect. Just
really?
Forget that part.
It sounds like a line you stole from somebody else. Come on.
No, I invented that. Trust
you
me.
You invented that line?
Yes, I invented that. It's more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
I think
somebody else. Of me saying it from many years ago.
Have you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Victoria Keelan is here as a member of the, representative. And, you know, I am uncovered. You've been around me long enough to know, Victoria, I don't like separating people out by sexes. I don't even like politically separating people one side from another because I think that it diminishes their standing, frankly. I don't want to. You're a good broadcaster. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a woman or a man. And you have a political point of view that is not unique, but it's not unique in the sense that it is
wow,
part of Americana.
But yeah, you know,
damning with faint praise.
I know.
Well, it's unique in if you're in a political
in a weird sense. Right.
We don't do the DJV show is not about politics, but
right. You
know, if you were to do a political program, you would not be in the mainstream. Because the mainstream of political talk is to the right of center.
Mm-hmm.
And as was pointed out, I think, by both Bob and Holland, it's become a little like a one-note samba because everybody wants to outdo the other guy. What we've forgotten, and I don't necessarily want to get stuck on this, is that people are attracted to those who have unique and individual ideas. That the real growth always has come with those who were the first, like Limbaugh was the first. So the appreciation that he has from fans, whether you like him or you don't like him, in terms of his politics, he was a unique, a sort of a voice in the wilderness, at least at the beginning. And then, as Holland was saying, a lot of people are copycats now, but I think Bob said the same thing. Anyway, so moving, I'm not really here to necessarily have us focus on all of the issues or some of them that are from Talkers Magazine, the stories and the people. I just wanted folks to get to know you and to hear some of the things that come to the surface. Joe, let me spend some time with you here. Podcasts this week have included what? What has the focus been of evil thoughts? Is there one train? Is there a strain, if you will, a strain or a train of thought that has pervaded through this week?
Well, it's funny. I'm going to look them up right now and see what it is.
I don't even remember what you did this week.
You know, it's funny. We do them 7 days a week. Yesterday was about this week we did Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Then we talked about the president supporting Roy Moore. Then we talked about...
Why is the president supporting Roy Moore?
Oh, politics. It's politics. He has no choice.
He has no choice? He backed the other guy.
What he's worried about is he wants that Senate seat, and everybody knows that that's in the, as Victoria was saying, it's really hard to separate the politics from all of this stuff, and that's what really obscures what the real issue is. But if I were the president, I would do exactly what he's done. You're talking about a Senate seat.
The Republicans don't even want him. Even at the cost of any what semblance of integrity there is, though, Joe?
Sure, absolutely. He has.
Wow.
I thought a lot about this week. He has 65 million people that voted for him. He's got an agenda he's trying to push in Washington. He's trying to do taxes. He's trying to do health care. He's trying to survive, for God's sakes. He needs 52 senators, and he doesn't even have that. Look at what one senator did. This would be McCain or anybody else when you're trying to do health care. It's like a monochromatic situation in Washington right now. You don't get bipartisanship right now as things stand, and the president needs to get something done. So it's all politics. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I find that disgusting, and that's exactly what's wrong with our political system.
Well, see, that's reality, though, and I think the president deals with it. I would do the exact same thing if I were him. Absolutely.
And you would have no problem sleeping at night supporting a person
none
like
whatsoever.
That?
If he does
really?
Not
do
this.
Do you have a daughter?
if he does not do this, he loses everything. He risks everything. When you have a system that is polarized the way it is right now, he's talking about, you know, supporting 65 million people that voted for him. Absolutely.
Nah. Nonsense.
Yeah.
I have friends
who voted for Trump who think that Roy Moore is a cretin and that he should absolutely be gone. So I don't really think that. I think this is for his personal self-interest and not for the 65 million people who voted for him.
I'm not sure I agree with that, given the fact that he supported Moore's opponent early on. What was his name? Luther Strange? What was the guy's name?
Strange.
Right. Yeah. So, in this case...
Well, but Joe is right. He can't lose that seat. So
why wouldn't he just push Moore aside? Moore, get lost, and bring Luther Strange back into the fold, who's a much more desirable character to begin with.
Because he doesn't think he can. I'm assuming. I don't think this is brain surgery, that he thinks that Roy Moore has a better shot of actually winning.
What the hell does that tell you about the electorate
in that state?
Oi. Well, I don't know. Because, well, it's because,
state?
All right, I'll tell you why. Because they see it, and I don't think this is brain surgery again, as a smaller, as a battle in a larger war. That's what they see it, and I think Trump knows that. That's what makes him as smart as he is. I think he understands the way that people really feel about it. It's not so much about sexual harassment. It's about right versus left, and you guys were talking about all the polarization, and I think you're pretty much right about that. But I think the president gets that, and he's sitting in Washington, D.C. saying, I've got an agenda. How do I push it?
I don't think he gets it at all. Holland and Bob, what do you think on this particular focus?
The old school way to look at stuff like this is Democrat versus Republican, but that's not the way it works anymore. Think about all the people during the campaign who were on the fence, undecided whether they'd vote for Trump or Bernie. The new struggle is establishment versus anti-establishment, and that's how you get a President Trump. And these people down there in Alabama don't want to be told from outside the state who they're going to vote for. And the women of Alabama who will likely swing this vote, who are disgusted, may just stay home rather than voting for the Democrat as they're being told to do by outsiders. Yeah. And the result is the Democrat could end up getting elected. Just recently, the polls had him up 9 points. And that's what people would admit to. So I think this story is still unfolding, and it's very in character for Trump to back anything anti-establishment because we're draining the swamp.
All right, Bob Kay, as a programmer or as a human being, how do you see or feel about this?
I got to tell you, I don't see why this should be number one on the list.
I don't know.
I go to a lot of social events.
It is number one on the talkers list, by the way.
I know. I know. And we haven't gone through the list, which we probably should at some point. But, I go to a lot of social events with mixed political viewpoints. And guess what? I haven't heard one person bring up Roy Moore. They brought up the sexual misconduct. They brought up the tax. They brought up many of the other things on our list. But not one has talked about Roy Moore, so I think it's bogus. I mean, it shouldn't be number one in my mind. But,
all right, so let's go through the list just to satisfy those. We do this somehow in piecing the program together. There is always the complete list of the stories and the people that makes it at least once during the course of the hour. At number 10, the anthem protests again. And that is, I'm getting tired of that one, frankly. The passing of both David Cassidy and Charles Manson, I can't believe those two names are in the same sentence, but they are, only because they're both dead. Or as Limbaugh used to say, they've assumed room temperature. I thought that was always one of his cleverest lines. At number nine, the feud between Donald Trump, this week's feud, I mean, you could just have a permanent a slot in the top 10, Trump's feud, the feud of the week, right?
Feud du jour.
Yeah. At number 7, the Time Warner AT&T merger, something that's not particularly good for people who use their products. Net neutrality, what a ruse that is, number 6.
This is going to be the big story next week.
All right, let's take that apart in a moment here. Let me do a couple of things, and then we will visit the net neutrality issue and how it affects everybody, perhaps more than anything else that's on this list this week. 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The folks who are interested in their health and well-being this time of year, people like to give presents. I suggest that you give the present of good health from Purity Products. It's the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill that makes one heck of a big difference in your life, your lifestyle. People have been asking for a long, long time, do I need fish oil or do I need this new krill oil? Well, how about something that puts them both together? That's what you have with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Purity Products has been long known as a company that's intelligent when it comes to nutritional solutions. And how this is the smartest thing around. Put these two together. Wow, do you have a winner with Krill Omega 50 Plus. The winner is you when you use this product. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 will support your heart, will support your joints, will support your brain. It's a small little pill. Take it every day, and you will notice the difference. 7 days down the road, you'll feel better, and that's a guarantee. So, as a matter of fact, Purity is 100% behind Krill Omega 50 Plus with the CoQ10. And to prove that, they want you to have their product free. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Call them now. You pay a shipping charge, and that's it. Claim your free bottle for everybody in your family. Call and get a free bottle for everybody. It works terrifically. It's great for every member of your family. 800-355-1493. Free. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both of them together. You can get it free. Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Limit one.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 47 after the hour, you're listening to a review of the stories, and we stopped on net neutrality. Holland Cook, where do we go with this?
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You can ask listeners to enter the promo code, and they'll get a special discount, and we can watch things on Netflix, and we can order products from Amazon, all because the Internet was free range. But now the government regulators want to separate the little guy from the big guy. And all the big guys in Silicon Valley who began as little guys in their garage, starting things like Google and Netflix, are hell-bent against regulating the Internet more than it is now. The FCC now treats it like a utility, which it is. It's a pipe into your house, just like your telephone. But the present FCC, which is run by a former Verizon lawyer who never met a merger he didn't like, wants to undo what was done by his predecessor. And the Internet we now have prohibits blocking, throttling, and fast lanes. And by blocking, they mean the guys who own the pipe can decide what gets through and what doesn't. And throttling means they get to decide how fast you get it. And the fast lane means that they can charge you more for better service. And what we have now is not broken. It has been the most innovative development in our lifetime. It has changed everyone's life. And the opponents of regulating the Internet are going to get real loud over the next week, although it is probably fait accompli because there are five FCC commissioners who are going to vote on this, and three of them are Republicans. So your bill could be going up in the near future, and you'll have them to thank for it.
Yeah, it's another one of these things. There are a lot of things that are wrong in our country that need to be fixed. This is not one of them. But it was, it isn't the reason that Trump was elected, I think, by the mainstream anyway. All right, so props to Victoria Keeman. Thank you for your input here. Joe Crummy, Bob Klopfenstein, Holland Cook, as the talk radio review is an important part of weekly listening for lots of folks. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com is where you can find the podcast.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most of you, if you're among the few of us who have seen this new movie, Three Billboards, this is the theme from the movie. I saw it last night, and I'm going to give you my overview. Chuck Curry has the day off today, so it's Victoria and Kara and me with a focus on the new movies that are out this weekend. The Denzel Washington vehicle is a good one. And I'll tell you what I thought of the Three Billboards movie right after this.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off, for valid November 25th to 29th with promo code DEALS20. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion. I didn't say million, I said billion.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
56 past the hour. All right, so the movie that is in question here, there are a couple of good new movies out. I say good because I, once in a while, like to have thought provocation in my digestion when it comes. I eat at the theaters. We go to these. Meredith doesn't like to eat at the theaters because she thinks the food's lousy, and it really is.
Well, yeah, ew.
It's really lousy. But I had a veggie burger and some fruit, so I got away with salvation, at least in that score. I didn't know what to expect. I was a little apprehensive when I decided to go. I love to go to the movies. People who listen to me know that I love to go to the movies. But I won't see violence. I won't go to these Chuck Curry and I always argue about the comic book characters. There are very few of these that I'm interested in seeing because it is stupid, mindless violence with a stupid premise. It's just stupid. But there are things that are, we've talked a lot about the secondary market or the art house films and how they're becoming more popular because they're making more of them. I guess maybe the Three Billboards movie might be an example of that, although it's in the mainstream theater here where I am and around the country as well. It opened up this weekend. Frances McDormand is one of our better actresses. She knows how to play the serious roles very well. Woody Harrelson seems to be maturing. I would say that's the best way. He's matured. He's not the usual galoot that he has been. He does a good job in this movie. And there's a dark spot about an hour into the movie, and I won't give it away.
Oh, good.
I could give it away a little.
No, don't.
It sets the tone for the rest of the movie. And there's some very interesting character developments, characters in the movie, actors whose names you don't know but faces you recognize, that kind of stuff, like the bad cop from Person of Interest. The black guy who is the bad, real bad cop is a cop in this movie. This guy, it's a mix and match of people and ideas. But for those who want to have an experience that will make you think, it's dark, but it's not that dark. So I would recommend it. Three Billboards in Ebbing, Minnesota, or Montana, or wherever the hell. No, Missouri. That's the movie. And the other one I saw, the Denzel Washington vehicle that's out now about a savant lawyer. It's annoying because he plays the role so well. That's how I would describe it. He's very, very good in it, as he always is. It's just the character is the kind of a person you so believe he is that person that you get annoyed at some of his traits. And I think that's the mark of a brilliant actor. I think Denzel Washington is an excellent, one of our better actors. So there are those two movies that are around this weekend. If you want to see them, I think it would be well worth your time. Don't bring the kids to see either one of them, though. It's 59.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.